God, even Son, and Holy Spirit. I've come that you may have life in abundance. An abundant life. Not just rich in the things of this world, rich in the living of this life. Because eventually, most of us learn, the things of this life cannot satisfy. In fact, it's almost worse the more you get. Less satisfaction there is. Where is abundant life to be found? The whole passageway of Easter is moving us from dominion to communion. From dominion, that power, that dominating power over life. So popular that we even put advertisements on television about it. You just have. If you beat down, if you get this medicine, you will conquer life. We're moving from dominion to communion with all life. With all life. I love sharing ancient roots of our faith and practices. Sometimes 3,000 years old with our Jewish friends, yes? Sometimes 3 billion years old, right? 3 billion, that's half the life of the sun. Today I thought I'd talk about the last month. Just April. April 2nd. Was Charlene's birthday. She wants you to know that. And she's still willing to receive your gifts. It was also on April 2nd, Palm Sunday, beginning of Holy Week, a processional in together, the narrators sharing that ancient, profound story. Told in its simplicity so directly and impacting us year after year in new ways. Same old story. Never stops breaking through. That week, Seder, on Thursday, Passover meal, 3,000 years old. Washing away, remember that? Washing away all the cynicism that contaminates us. Just washing away. Good Friday, raw stuff. And Easter. And then Earthfest last Sunday. An incredible event. We had good intentions, but what occurred is so far beyond our own imaginations. In the earliest days of the church, as you heard, the community would gather to keep focused in prayer and scriptures and the apostles' teachings. And at the core of it was, as Jesus said, the Spirit, who moves like the wind. Where it comes from, where it's going, you can't tell. Imagine if that was the core of the Christian church today. Always on the move, always creation, always living into new possibilities. Like the earth is. None of us plan the outcome beyond. In so many ways, and that interfaith weaving of our hearts and lives, utterly profound. Our lives and the future depend upon that. I thought today I'd write a few stories, brief ones, or noticings from some of you about what you experienced at the Earth Fest. Just to let us know, hear from each other what we saw, what we noticed, what touched us, what raised questions for us, okay? So I'll pass the mic around in a moment. But I'll start it with just one event from that day. Michelle spoke about White Pony. She spoke so well, I will never let her preach here again. It touched so many people that some of you may have heard at the White Pony table outside the teardrop. 40 people signed up to volunteer to work at White Pony. 40! Now, Michelle had a lot to do with that. But this is what we are about. Multiplying connections and celebrations. Possibilities. White Pony didn't know when they arrived that they'd get 40 more volunteers in one day. One day. Good heavens, what's going on? Who else noticed something or wants to share something in response to this, please?
Mic over here too. Hold this one close. Who wants it? Here we go. You can keep it on that side.
Something I thought was remarkable was seeing all of these people of different faiths listening to each other with smiles on their faces. I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw that many different faiths talking about spirituality and religion and beliefs. And it was all just received and heard and people nodding their heads in agreement. So I thought that was really wonderful.
Pass it back. Somebody on this side? There we go. Nanadita.
Yeah. What really touched my heart was that most of the time when you are in a foreign land, you miss it all. And it's many, many miles, 10,000 miles away by flight. So this festival, during the possession of the drumming as they were coming through, it reminded me of my roots. are all connected no matter where you come from. Because things like this bind us all together as one thread. And I told him, I have one of that thing in my house. So I asked him, what's the name of it? The name is so difficult, I can't say it. So I told him, it's called a French one.
My neighbor discovered the Interfaith Council, had never known that before, and she works with the San Damiano, so she is going to try to get more involved, but she would never have discovered it if she hadn't come, and so I found that to be significant. Discovering various groups and what they do and what we do here in the Valley with Interfaith San Ramon Valley as well. So.
I had a brief conversation with a woman from Bethheim, and she said something that really struck me. She said, you really practice what you preach around here. I said, what do you mean? She says, I feel so welcome when I come here.
Yeah, I just wanted to share with everyone that my colleague Ed from White Pony, we were sitting here and enjoying the music. I would have been to a church like this. So I think it was a day of, you know, of giving and exchange and opening people's eyes.
What I want to comment on is the area outside of the gardens, which I plopped myself at for most of the afternoon. Near the labyrinth and talking to people. And what I didn't come in here very often. I was really out there. And what I noticed was the number of people and children who have been coming here without any kind of participation in the church to be in the garden, to walk the labyrinth, to bring the children. The children know how to walk the labyrinth. They just scoop right in there. And so I was astonished at how the neighbors and the neighborhood have adopted this community, this the gardens especially, as part of their home. And a lot of that happened during COVID, when the COVID garden actually sprung up over the last couple of years. So yeah, we have a lot of people here sort of anonymously coming back through, although I think Ken knows quite a few people come through here, especially the children.
Anyone else over there? Please.
I'm just going to echo that. Just thank you, Ken, for the garden and Austin. It's beautiful.
Good.
Talk to people from around the world, show
Yeah, my name is Krista. I had a booth, and I think I missed out on so much of the stuff that was going on in the backyard, but I have to say from the opening ceremony to the very end when the choir sang, I was just completely caught off guard all day by the energy, by everyone, and I was brought to tears multiple times, and I just cannot wait for next year's celebration from, you know, the kid next to me that had the toothbrush campaign, everybody, don't throw away your toothbrush, and to the young men from Nepal that were seeing their brother sing, and everyone was like, what is this? This is amazing, and, you know, we just have to keep that energy going, so thank you for everyone for putting this on. It was amazing.
Other ones. Another was a interfaith panel during the course of the day to speak about. So there were five religions represented by folks who spoke about their sense of earth, its sacredness, and value in each of the traditions. Over 50 people stepped into the room for that presentation. And I know because I helped set up more than 50 chairs there. And Pacific Choir touched so many people at the conclusion of the day. And, you know, who expected them to be part of Earth Day? And they certainly were. Lifted folks up in every possible way. So this is why we gather, to be infused with that creation spirit, to continue to nourish the capacity to move. This is not an island or a fortress we're trying to keep protected. It's about engaging the transformation of life. Ours, with new friends everywhere. Holy Spirit moves, coming from where, going where, no clue.